7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, great. The worst case scenario is materializing. Okay, here we go. There goes little Mr. Bunny Rabbit hopping away from me. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I gotta tell you right now that I am off today. Something is wrong with me today. I can't quite figure out what it is. Might be the weather. Had more sleeping problems. Had something weird last night. Had really, really bad hand pressure last night, and now it's kind of okay this morning. The weather is weird. Hey, who was that little hoppity dude I saw down there? Hold on a second, we have to go investigate over here. Because I just saw something. Was that a squirrel? Okay, so yeah, I don't know if it rained or not. Well, it sort of rained. What was that sound? Oh, okay. Where was I? The weather is strange. It's about 24 degrees right now. It's overcast. It's very, very humid. 96%. Okay. I'm over here where I saw that little dude and I don't see anything. Who hopped in here? Wow. The humidity is outrageous. I do hear some birds in distress. That's a good sign. I did not hear any birds in distress yesterday. Last night, I mean, I don't see any little dudes over here. I'm looking up into a tree right now. That's nothing. Okay, so what was I talking about? It's so humid that I can't tell if I'm walking through rain or just condensed water out of the air. But I'm down at the creek today. And the sun started to come out, but then it went away. If the sun comes out, we're in big trouble. And the sun keeps trying to come out. We may not be here for very long. So let's get in here, see if we can find any dudes. There's sounds in there. Let's get in there. I actually came down here last night. Around 8:15 p.m. It had cooled off a little bit and I thought, yeah, I think I'll go down here. Yeah, I hear lots of freaking out birds now. So I came down here and it was drizzling a little bit. And when I was down here and I was actually down in the creek bed, walking around in the creek, then it started to rain pretty hard and I thought, yeah, I probably should leave. All right. I'm under canopy and I gotta now look around for owls. Yeah, but when I was down here last night, it was very quiet. I did not... I smell something. I smell foxes. It was really quiet last night. I did not see my owl buddy. But I, got strong fox smells here today. But I did find some golf balls last night. I came down here last night and there was a range ball across the water in the mud. And I thought, oh, I kind of want that. And it was easy to get. With a stick and then I saw something weird, and I grabbed the stick and I fished it out of the deep water, and it was a red ball. It was a Wilson. What does the S stand for? State Shield Wilson's staff. Oh, I'm not doing so good today. It was a Wilson staff. Actually, so was the range ball. Okay, I'm looking for owls because there's been some disturbance. The red ball was weird. It was a shade of red that I had never seen before. I think it was technically a first find. When I got it home and had it in the light, it still looked weird. Hey, what was that? Did an owl just move over there? There's an angry bird. So anyway, to make a long story short, yeah, I have a new ball. It is a strange color of red, and last night around 1 a.m. I realized, hey, this might be fluorescent red. So I took it in the other room and I tested it out with a ultraviolet LED, and yes, it fluoresced. Ugh, I don't want to walk over there. Sun is coming out. Damn it. Okay, let's check for golf balls. Maybe somebody lost some golf balls this morning. Okay, why is there a bird freaking out over there? Is my owl buddy over there somewhere? I'm looking up in the trees where my owls like to hang out. I don't see anything. I'm going down into the creek. Okay, and here's where the red one was, right here. In the water. Okay, more birds freaking out. You hear that? I'm looking. I see nothing. We got white golf balls. How many white golf balls we got? We got fresh footprints over there. That's weird. Why did anybody go over there? And why didn't they pick up any of these golf balls? Got one right here by my feet, a Callaway. In the water, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The one on the sand right here is 9. There's another one in the water, 10. Oh. Here's 2 more in the water. White golf balls. Really didn't expect to find any today, because I found them last night. But I wanted to come down here today for some owly action. Wow. Ball in. Hey. I saw it. It's over there. Let's go get it. The weird thing about this is the creek is changing. Desperately. The water is shifting. There's another ball in. There's another ball in the water. This guy who just hit a yellow or a green. I can just walk right up here onto the bank. And here's the ball that just came in. It is a Wilson yellow. Oh my god, it's a sponge ball. It's a SpongeBob SquarePants ball. I wonder if I should throw this back up there. Is this a kid? Yeah, this is a yellow ball. It's a Wilson. And it just has the face of SpongeBob SquarePants on it. Another ball in. Okay. Where's my owl buddies? It's easier for me to go forward than it is back, so I'm just going to step over the creek here a few more times. Then we'll get back onto the near bank. Birds freaking out everywhere. Huh. Sinuses are freaking out a little bit too. Ooh, where's my owl? Where's my owl, buddy? But I am glad to be out here walking around, getting some exercise. All right, let's just head upstream. Maybe we can spot an owl. As long as the sun's not out, it's kind of all right down here. What was that? Oh. Just another bulb hitting trees and stuff. Wow. I guess all the bad golfers are out today. It's relatively early. What's that sound? Another ball just coming in. These guys are really terrible. But I'm thinking I should probably turn around. I'm starting to feel really weird. And I don't see any owls. I don't feel like going any further. I'm turning around. All right, so note to self. Come back down here at around 8 p.m. Maybe we'll find some more fun golf balls. Oh, I wanted to see my owl buddy. I did not see my owl buddy, but I suspect my owl... Ugh. Did I just walk through that web? No, okay. Yeah, not only are these guys terrible at golf, they're using golf carts. Golf carts. On that, you know, 55-meter hole. Whew. It's quite a walk. I'm getting out of here. Let's climb back up the old cliff here. Oh, I can barely freaking walk. What the hell is my problem today? Oh, and what am I going to eat today? Do I have any food? Do I have to go to the store? I probably should, but I'm going to stand here for a minute and look for owls. I hear birdies doing stuff. Oh, but I don't see any of my owl friends. All right, so I'm going to walk out of here. And I'm just going to call this a success. Only because, hey, we got a SpongeBob ball. And we were standing in the creek when it came to us. Hooray. Okay. Here, let's plug in the old magic music machine and hit random play.
Mine was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, super fly. aim of his role was to move a lot of blow. Ask him his dream, what does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest, it's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune bye-bye. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why.
Welcome back to Bowling for Cows. We just heard Curtis Mayfield with his song Superfly from the soundtrack for the film of the same name, Superfly. I'm sitting here with my cat, Pippa. This isn't gonna work. Oh, God. Yeah, so I'm still having kind of a situation here. I don't know what's happening. But, yeah. So the cat is sitting on me. And, oh, we're bowling for cows. And, yeah, I was gonna try to do something and maybe say something about funny about cows and bowling, huh, Peppa? That would be funny. Because we're bowling for cows. Yeah, I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. This is not a good day for me. I need to go back to bed or something. So here's some more music. Thank you. All right, very cool. That was The Flight of the Cosmic Hippo by Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. And that just reminded me of something mildly humorous. One day, many years ago, I was sitting in a bowling alley, much like this one, with my friend Doug. Oh wait, no, it wasn't a bowling alley, it was a pool hall. Or, I think. Where were we? What were we doing? It doesn't matter. Yeah, I think we were playing pool. We were playing pool. And Doug says to me, and I found this to be an extraordinarily astute observation, as can be expected from my friend Doug. He says to me, because he's not a music guy, and he knows I'm a music guy, and he says, I have a question. And I said, I may have an answer for you. And he said, if jazz is the only original American music form, and if the banjo is the only original American musical instrument, why is there no banjo jazz? And I laughed, and I said, oh, but there is. What you need to hear is Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. And I kid you not, we finished up playing our pool game and we jumped in the car and we drove out to Borders Books and Music, which wasn't too far away from where we were. And we picked up a Bella Fleck and the Flecktones album. I believe it was UFO Tofu. It's a mighty good album, highly recommended. And we listened to that and talked about banjo jazz for the rest of the night. And we may have ended up eating hamburgers somewhere. I don't remember. Oh, but yeah, I got hamburgers on the brain again. I want to eat a hamburger. But I don't think that's going to happen. With all the poor spending decisions I've made in the last 10 days... Well, it's not that I made poor decisions, as I made mistakes. I do have a little bit of cash. What day is this? Can I afford to go out and eat a hamburger today? I don't know. And even if I could, do I really want to? I'm hungry for a hamburger, but I don't know if I want to go through the hassle of eating meat and bread. Although, you know, I kind of want to go to the Greek restaurant because then I could get a salad. A salad and a hamburger. See, you have your choice there. You can have French fries or you can get a salad. And I think, or you can get a pita or, you know, you have all kinds of options. At Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. Not their real name. Jim and Jenny. What's Greek for Jim? That would be James, and so what? Giannis? What's James in Greek? I don't know. I don't remember. But what's Jenny in Greek? It'd be Jennifer, which is Guinevere, which is I don't know. It's not nomenclature day today. Not for me, no. And I'm thirsty. But as I look at my hands, hand pressure is good. I've got tea, but I kind of don't feel like drinking tea. I want something really yummy. You know, actually, I know what I want. I want peach mango flavored. And then I was about to say the brand name of an extraordinarily popular powdered drink mix that was originally invented here in Nebraska. But I can't find peach mango anywhere. I also can't find fruit cheese anywhere. We're in the middle of summer. We're about to hit the dog days of summer, the hottest days of the summer. And I was at the store a few days ago, and they only had like five flavors of, I almost said brand name again, of powdered drink mix. And they had no fruit cheese. Where the hell are the fruit cheese? At this time of year, they should have an entire freezer case full of them and can't move them, and so they start selling them fried for a dollar. I just want my damn fruities. And then, didn't somebody tell me, though, oh, you can get those from the people who will drive refrigerated trucks around, and they'll pull up to your house and they'll bring you a case of them. And how do I get a hold of these people? I want them delivering me cases of fruities. What? Makes no damn sense, but you can't really expect anything to make any sense on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going back to bed.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.